Jackson.
Welcome to Rick's party. Move your head.
It's 10 o'clock.
Good evening. You're listening to Pulse 864 News. I'm Charles Lewis. Taiwanese President Lee Chang-hui has called for a peaceful solution to the discord between the island and the mainland following Washington's call for reconciliation at last week's Sino-US summit. He said in a statement, the reunification of China is the goal Taipei has been struggling for years and using peaceful approaches to address problem in its fundamental stance. Mr. Lee's remarks came in a meeting with Richard Bush, the chairman of American Institute in Taiwan, a de facto diplomatic mission. President Clinton said after his meeting with President Jiang Zemin that the key to Asia's stability is a peaceful and prosperous relationship between Beijing and Taipei. Liberian President Charles Taylor has thanked Taiwan for Ireland's assistance to his impoverished and war-scarred nation and vowed to back the island's bid to join the United Nations. President Lee Chang-hui rolled out the red carpet for Mr. Taylor, who arrived in Taipei last night for a week-long state visit. The Liberian leader is expected to sign a joint communique and a wide range of cooperation accords with Taiwan. Mr. Taylor brought a 40-strong delegation, including National Investment Commission members and the head of the agency that oversees Liberia's lucrative flagging of non-Liberian ships. Liberian officials have said that Mr. Taylor's government received a $25 million grant from Taiwan in September after recognizing Taipei rather than China. Flash floods that crippled parts of southern Spain have killed 15 people. State radio said some of the victims drowned in their homes as streams and rivers overflowed their banks in the province of Badajoz, sending walls of water sweeping through towns and villages. Storm-induced flooding also hit neighboring Portugal overnight, killing at least 10 people and injuring 44. Rescue teams scoured through hard-hit areas, searching for an unknown number of people missing. Water levels in streets in isolated parts of Badajoz rose to 3 meters as torrential rain overnight caused rivers to overflow, although conditions appear to be normalizing after daybreak. But more rain is forecast in most of Spain today. And finally, the weather for tonight and tomorrow, fine and dry. The minimum temperature tonight will be around 19 degrees and a couple of degrees lower in the northern part of the New Territories. The maximum temperature tomorrow will be about 24 degrees with moderate east to northeasterly winds. The current air temperature is 21 degrees Celsius and the relative humidity 56%.
The status quote of the week.
Foolish Games by Jewel.
Latest quote of the week. The best music around on Quote 864.
You gave me fever.
The
Voter registration for the first elections of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region will take place soon. All permanent residents of Hong Kong have the right to vote. If you are 18 and above and eligible for right of abode but have not yet obtained a permanent identity card, you should apply for the card now. For further information on the right of abode, call the Immigration Department hotline on 2824 4055 or get a booklet on right of abode from any immigration branch office or any district office.
Baseline kicking, yes, I'm proving. Baseline kicking, yes, I'm proving.
Race party. Most hill fires are caused by the carelessness of visitors. Take care to protect our beautiful countryside while you're enjoying an outing. Whenever you see a hill fire, dial 999 to report it immediately. Be careful, or we shall leave our children deprived of our green treasure.